Namanda, vıcı 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 namanda.
I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from Shinran Shoshinge. This is a passage in praise of the light of Amida Buddha, the light of the Buddha's wisdom. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho shimashou. Everywhere he casts light, immeasurable, boundless, unhindered, unequaled, light lord of all brilliance, pure light, joyful light, the light of wisdom, light constant, inconceivable, light beyond speaking, light excelling sun and moon he sends forth, illumining countless worlds, the multitudes of beings all receive the radiance. Hongan o joju sareta hotoke wa muryōko, muhenko, mugeko, mutaiko, ennōko, shōjōko, kangiko, chieko, fudankyō, nanjiko, mushōko, chōnichigakkō to tataerareteru kōmyō o hanatte Hiroku subete no kunigunni o terashite, subete no shujo o sono komyo ni terasareru to namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu. Once again, I welcome you all for our senior gathering this morning. Here we are right in the midst of our Obon season. So this year, for our San Mateo Obon, you may have heard that we are having a new event, a new activity. Here, we are preparing chōchin lanterns that will be displayed during the Obon Odori dancing, those traditional traditional Japanese paper lanterns that have been generously donated by many of our temple members and temple friends, expressing their appreciation and gratitude for loved ones they'd like to remember. And we'll be hanging those up during our Obon Odori this coming Saturday evening at 7 p.m. そして今度の土曜日にお盆踊りがあるんですけど、その時にここの三武天仏教会の会員もしくはこのお友達が お布施したその提灯をそういう方々が忍びたい家族の名前を書いてそこで踊る時にここにそういうかけるということですね。 And so I think for many people, one of the main kind of things we associate with Obon is the lanterns, right? If you see a picture of some people dancing in the yukata and you see the lanterns hanging, I think we often think, oh, that was taken at an Obon, right? So we think about Obon, we think of those paper lanterns. そして提灯は、お盆の一つの大きなイメージがありますね。 And I have to admit that before I came to the BCA and became a minister, I had another association with those paper lanterns.
私は開教師になる前にその提灯を見ると、もう一つのイメージが多かったですね。それは飲み屋でしたね。
So I'd see those paper lanterns and I would think of bars or izakaya, Japanese style pubs. Because when I was living in Japan, many of the bars have these sort of distinctive red lanterns that they hang outside as kind of like the welcome sign to let people know they're open.
まあ日本の飲み屋はよくこの提灯、特に赤い提灯を外にかけて、それが営業中とかという印がありますね。
And I have to admit that on more than one occasion when I was living in Kyoto and coming home at the end of a Friday evening after a long week of school, I would be beckoned I would be summoned into one of those establishments to have maybe some grilled chicken and a cold beer to sort of end off the week.
まあ私が京都に留学した時によく金曜日に1週間が終わって自転車で帰る時にはその提灯を見てそれに導かれてこの飲み屋に入ってまあ焼き鳥、まあ、何本かと、まあ、冷たいビール1本飲んで帰ることがまあちょっと疲れを取るように知ることがありました。
And I think that's sort of a traditional way that these lanterns work in Japanese culture, that they call, they summon people in, whether it's to a nice onsen, a sento, an okoro, or if it's could be to a restaurant or even to a home. When you see that lantern, you're welcomed in.
まあ、提灯を見たらこういう歓迎されてる気持ちですね。
And it's said that in Japan, this custom of hanging lanterns outside the home at Obon time is related to this idea of welcoming visitors. Welcoming people in.
まあ、こういう提灯をお盆の時にこうつけるのは、こういう、まあ、日本のこの習慣があって、この客さんを招くことに、関係があると言われますね。
Because there's a traditional understanding among many Japanese Buddhists that Obon is a time when departed relatives, departed ancestors return to the home for those 3 days. Whether it's in the Tokyo area, Obon is observed in July. In many areas of Japan, is observed in August. But, you know, from the 13th through the 15th, there's those, that three-day period when the ancestors who are kind of cycling through the six realms of rebirth, they return home. And so we put up those lanterns are put up during that Obon time to welcome those ancestors back home, to show them, okay, you know, come on back, here's where you are, come back to our home. There are other customs like burning little sticks, small sticks of firewood and things at the beginning and end of Obon to welcome ancestors back and then to bid them farewell at the end of Obon. So all of this is tied up with this idea of welcoming someone home, right? Welcoming those ancestors back home.
まあ日本のお盆の習慣というのはこの提灯をかけてこの焚き木をちょっと焼いてその例えばまあ東京あたりだったらまあ7月まあ日本のよそのところはだいたい8月に13から15にお盆の期間で友達じゃなくて親戚を招いて家に帰ってくるということですね。ご先祖が帰ってくるということですね。
And so this is an interesting idea, and it's common in many Buddhist traditions. However, our Jodo Shinshu appreciation of Obon is a little bit different.
まあ、Jodo Shinshu のお盆の味わいはちょっと違いますね。ちょっと味わいが違いますね。
In the Jodo Shinshu tradition, we're taught that those loved ones who have passed over to the other shore, that they're no longer going round and around, but rather they have crossed over to the pure land of Amida Buddha. And so we don't need to be worried about, oh, where are they? Are they coming back? Are they coming back from hell? And then are we going to send them back to hell after Obon? No, that's not our concern because we know that they dwell wonderfully in the realm of Amida Buddha.
まあ、ある方が、その、まあ、地獄から落ちたかもしれないと何かわからないんですから、まあ、地獄から、まあ、3日間ちょっと休憩で出てきて、で、また地獄に戻るという心配があるみたいですね。
That's why it's said that, when that you want to, welcome your ancestors to come on a horse, because it's fast. You want them to come very quickly, but you send them home on a cow, because cows are very slowly.
Say, そのご先祖を、まあ、歓迎するとき、招くときは、その、まあ、馬が速いから馬で乗ってきて、そして帰るときには牛に乗せて帰らす。なんか、牛が遅いから帰るのが、もう遅い。
However, in Jodo Shinshu, we are able to take great peace of mind during Obon in knowing that our ancestors are freed from this cycling through the Nembutsu. They're freed from this going around and around.
して、ご先祖、私たちの、まあ、お念仏いただくものの、安心できることは、その、ご先祖がこういう回ったり回ったりするんではなくて、お浄土の方に往生したから、まあ、安心してお盆を招けるということですね。
At the same time, I think these lanterns are still very meaningful for us. そしてこの聴衆はとても有意義なものだと思います。Because lanterns contain light, the light of the Buddha. まあ、聴衆は光が入っているので、その仏様の御光と味わえることができるんですね。
And that light of the Buddha is welcoming us. It's calling us. Just as in the passage I read at the beginning of my talk today, the light of the Buddha is shining on all people in all places. It's constantly calling us to a life of awakening.
して仏様の光は常に私たちに照らして、常にその悟りの世界に導いているように私たちを照らしていることですね。
And for us, those loved ones who have crossed over to the other shore, they have become Buddhas. And they too are welcoming us, beckoning us to come forward, to join them in the life of awakening.
そして私たちの先方者がお浄土に往生して悟りに開いて仏となって私たちを導くことですね。
So when I see those Chochin lanterns at Obon time, I don't think of calling our ancestors back from the six realms, but rather I think of those who have gone forth to the other shore calling us, because we're here in the six realms, this human life.Is one of those six realms in the world of delusion, and we are being called to join them. So to me, it kind of works the other way around, where we see those lanterns, and we're being called to remember those loved ones who've gone forth, to remember the fine example they set for us with their lives, and to remember that they dwell peacefully in the realm of Amida Buddha and are wishing for us too to realize that life of awakening.
で私がこのお盆の時の提灯を見たら私がご先祖を招くではなくてこの常にお浄土に往生してそのお浄土から私を導いている方々の光が私がどうぞこの悟りの世界に入ってください。
So I feel that when we hang those beautiful 提灯 lanterns during お盆 that we are also putting up that reminder that we are constantlybeing welcomed, that this light is the light of the Buddha welcoming us to come into the world of enlightenment, the pure land of Amida Buddha.
そしてその提灯をかけるというのは、まあ、阿弥陀仏が常に私たちをどうぞお浄土の悟りの世界にお入りくださいという示しを味わえると思います。
I hope that you'll all be able to come out and join us on Saturday evening to enjoy the dancing and also to see these beautiful Chochin lanterns we'll be hanging.
まあ今度の土曜日にぜひ皆様がここに来て一緒に踊りを楽しんでその綺麗な提灯を見ていただきたいと思います。
I invite you to join me in Gassho.
Gassho, お願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏。
南無阿弥陀仏。
南無阿弥陀仏。Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda, but Namanda.